Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Bang Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Seven oh six. There is another song I want us to play today, Christian and Roger.
Yeah.
It's Little River Band. Okay. Jessica has never heard of the Little River Band.
Oh, you're kidding.
Christian, do you know the song?
Reminiscent?
No.
That's one of those. Those are great belly rubbing.
There's one that's to me their best song.
What's that?
You know what it's
Hold on.
It's got a cool start.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool something.
We'll play that in just a second,
right?
Because we've got a great guest on the line.
What?
Roger.
Hold on. Let me see if I can help to bring this guest on properly. Let's see. Where is the... I don't know.
I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah! A rubber dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. But I was out of know there was a party
right,
going
fun
on.
Fact, fun fact. Tell me this. What iconic, classic TV show of our youth?
Happy Days.
Whose song was it? Who sang it?
Was it the guy who sang Happy Days?
No.
Is it one of the actors?
One of the characters sang this song on the show.
Oh, on the show. I don't know.
Potsy.
Potsy.
We've got this music playing because we've got William Mulliken, who was with Badfinder out in South Carolina. But they're also here in Arkansas, but they're based out of South Carolina. Our friends over there, even though they're Gamecock fans, we still accept them here because they do great work here in our state.
Great work.
William, good morning. How are you?
We're pretty good, David. How are you?
We're good. Let's see if we can get that other music.
Is that on there? Go ahead.
Yeah, William, great to have you, man. We were talking today, this before the show. We're out, I don't know how many weeks away we are from the bathtub races over in Hot Springs, a tradition that's been going on, Rod, for quite some time. Yeah. And already, according to the Oaklawn Sports, powered by FanDuel app, Bathfitter is the favorite to win. Now listen, that competition has been going on for years, and they've got some of the most fit firemen, policemen that get those tubs and they push. But the good thing that we have in our corner, Roger, is that William and his staff have built maybe the ultimate bathtub for the race.
It's almost like
a
NASCAR type deal.
It is.
You've got to do. You can make it work. I don't know what the specs are.
Yeah, what were the specs that you were told? Were there any, William?
Well, yeah, there's certainly some rules, you know. But if we start, like my brother Andrew was the first head coach, if you will, and we have some spots out there. We've kind of had some social media bits playing along this whole time, and we had to fire him though because he was just calling everybody a bunch of wussies. He was being too hard on them. He was throwing their hats off their heads. Like he was being a little difficult, if you will. So we fired him. I have had the honor to take over, and since then there are some rules, but for the most part, it's kind of wide open at the same time. So we've been testing it a little bit. We've been running up and down the hills, training. We've been getting after it. So we're exactly 1 month out from the race on Saturday, June 6th. So we're looking forward to it.
We need to find out how long this has been going on. I know it's in downtown. It's called the Stuart Pennington Cup. That's what you're playing for. I've actually done it a couple times, and I think I want to say I did it on behalf of you guys, but we didn't have the involvement from upper management and ownership, and so we did not do as well. Now, they've stopped doing the thing, Roger, where they pound you with balloons. They've stopped that. They've tried to outlaw that, which is a good thing, William. Now, what is the strategy on the team? You get four guys or ladies who push on the outside, right?
Yeah, so since taking over the head coach role, I figured I'd come on today, and we need a captain, somebody that can steer the boat, if you will.
Yes.
We need a man of small stature.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys know anybody.
We do. I'm looking at him right now. He's the man for the job.
Here I am to save the day. Have you done it? You know what? That's a genius move simply because of like a jockey, like a race car driver.
Yeah.
You have to have someone with the know-how, the smarts, the cunning.
You have to drive. You need to be
light of weight.
Have you done it before?
I did it once.
In the tub?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's water. They put
water
in the tub, so you're sitting in the tub.
Did you win?
You know what? I can't remember. My sister Tammy was with a group of ladies many years ago, over probably a dozen or more years ago. And unless there's a record of it, yeah, we won.
Well, in honor of Golden Tempo, you know, we need a smart, skinny man up there to steer us in the way.
I think
you're the man for the job.
So here we go.
And then,
go ahead.
And then, Baz, you're good to push, too, right?
Yes, I'm going to start training.
I'm going to start training.
You know, okay. I'm not the athlete I used to be.
Nobody says that to your face.
So, and it's a long haul. I mean, it's down Central Avenue. It's a good...
I know.
I mean, you're exhausted by the time you get to it.
It's heavy. It's full of water.
Yeah, I'm looking at the bathtub must be full of water at the start of the race and have at least 10 gallons of water left in the tub at the finish line.
10 gallons?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that isn't hard enough, each bath attendant... Now, this is new. Must carry, at least I don't know, one of four items... Bar of soap, bath mat, loofah mitt, or bath towel throughout the entire race and present all items at the end of the race.
That's the pushers?
The
runners?
Yes. How about that?
Okay.
Yep, that's correct, yep.
Wow.
And we got one of these like clawfoot tubs that we've mounted on top of a little rack, so that thing's going to be able to hold the water. It's just going to get it down there the quickest.
I don't know.
Another thing is...
Go ahead. No, go finish. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the only other thing that we can do is bring bribes for the judges.
I don't think anybody's got any... Well, they've been doing this so long, I don't think it works. But I will say this.
We got to try.
There are guys and ladies, too, but from fire departments and police departments that are in great shape.
Sure.
I think the advantage would be the firemen who were used
Could
to
be.
Pushing, moving, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But I'm showing you, Roger, a picture. So I said they outlawed the balloons, but you know what they probably haven't outlawed?
Water hoses.
There's those water guns. That the kids can come out. See, the thing about those balloons, they can pelt you.
Okay.
I mean, they can really knock you upside the head. I think that's what they've outlawed. But kids love being and everything's wet. You know, everything's wet out there. So, it's June 7th.
Now, you know, you got to be smart with your shoes.
You're gonna be lined up. You're gonna be staying on the lake, right? You've already got that hooked up.
Yes, sir. Yep. You hooked us up. Your
that's
friend.
Awesome.
Jason Shamlin has got really cool places. They've got a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, you're going to love that.
Yeah, really cool. All right, well, listen, we will follow you on social media.
You guys are welcome to stay with us, too, if you want.
You don't know, William. Roger gets a lot. He has bad gas.
Oh, it's not bad.
Bad gas.
It's not bad.
He will ruin it
for
everybody.
But in the bathtub, you'll know.
That's right. Bubbles.
All right, listen, we can
Thanks,
follow you.
William.
We'll follow you on social media, especially Instagram, right? You're doing both Instagram and Facebook, but...
Yes, sir.
Instagram,
Facebook, YouTube, all of it.
It'll show the training that's going on. We'll try to find out who the favorite is and maybe work on that.
Well, you know, and you've also... It's one of those things that following them is not just for this. You guys do great on your social media, having fun with everybody on there. So I suggest everybody.
You.
I would recommend everybody going to do that.
Bassfitter Fam. Bassfitter, FAM.
Gotcha.
Done.
Love it. All right, William. We'll talk again, bud. Thanks.
Thanks, William.
Appreciate you guys. See you in the month.
See you, buddy.
I think we've got JM on the line. Justin Moore, are you there? Rainy day out.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Rainy day out there at Moore Mountain, Craig.
Oh, my God.
I mean, tell you, when the water starts coming off the top of that mountain.
That's where you want to be.
Wait.
Moore Mountain.
We should call it Moore Swamp. It's just maybe the lowest area outside of New Orleans.
The lowest area is this studio.
Yes.
I'm watching the river.
Right there by the river. Craig O'Neill.
That's right.
That's his voice. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Just fantastic. Loving the rain.
We do have the possibility of severe weather tonight. Roger and I have been watching.
I actually, do you guys like, Craig just said it. I actually like when it rains. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a
I think,
a miserable person.
I don't know. I think every once in a while. I don't like it all the time, but I like it as it breaks things up.
I mean, I don't mean all the time either. Yeah. I was just saying every now and then, like, I don't know. I like a nice rainy day.
I think Keith Whitley said it best when he said he's no stranger to the rain.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
For those of us, though you just joined us, so a couple things here. Razorbacks playing softball today in the SEC tournament, 1 o'clock versus Mississippi State.
We talked about
this earlier. What's crazy, Justin? They are number 5 in the nation. They have the number 1 RPI, toughest schedule, and yet they are 7th. They are the 7th seed in our tournament. They're
weird.
Number 5 in the nation.
Weird.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. It's just absolutely nuts. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, 1 o'clock. That'll be on the SEC network, so we can. You know, again, this tournament's not necessary for the Razorbacks, in my opinion. You know, they don't have to win this thing. Yeah, they're in. And I think they're going to get most likely a regional and super regional.
Yeah, they should hope. I mean, if you're top 5, top 8, those supers.
That's right.
I mean, regardless of what happens in the tournament, I would think that they would be hosts the World Series.
Yeah,
I would think. Anyway,
I would think so,
too. To your point.
Also, congratulations to a young man from Searcy. Kyler Tingler is his name. Only threw 93 pitches yesterday for Arkansas State. No-hitter against the Trojans.
Wow.
How about the first time since 2005? They haven't had a no-hitter in 21 years. I mean, that's a long time. He's from Searcy. He actually he went to a few different places to get him, but he's the ASU, so congratulations there. And that's good for that kid, man. That's cool. It is, and that's a good UALR team. I mean, that team, remember last year, obviously went in the playoffs and went toe-to-toe with LSU for a while.
He was on his game.
Yeah, he was for sure. Razorback.
You're right, Justin.
Yeah, was that Justin?
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was muted.
Christian. Chris, can you find that for us real quick?
Yeah, Christian, could you do that to make sure and embarrass me further?
Yeah.
We already have that in the system,
Thank
Roger.
You.
I think we already have that in the system, right?
Yeah, we have one of those in the system.
I think it's a clearing of the throat.
Justin, listen.
No, it was a sniff of the nose.
We've turned on you in less than 5 minutes of you being
It was yesterday.
It was all good.
Since I was put in a very awkward spot by our buddy Baz.
Well, we started getting messages.
At least I got a little closer to your dad, Baz.
My dad is now soulmates with Justin.
I think he's even a bigger fan now. Before? Maybe.
Yeah. First time to that area of the country. Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
I don't know what that was.
One more time, Roger. Greg, can you tell us what this is?
Just a burp.
I have no idea.
Burp and a cough.
First time to that area of the country. Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
I think that was a hiccup, if I'm not mistaken.
I expected you right after you did this to go, let's see.
First time to that area of the country. Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
Sugar water.
I mean, that sounds so disgusting. Oh, my God.
Sounds like it's in a coffee cup, like you're burping in a cup.
That is gross. The Razorback men, they play at 6 o'clock on Friday. They play Oklahoma. I mentioned earlier, Justin.
What seed are they? We don't even know.
No, yet. We got a couple more seeds.
DBH,
in his press conference after the victory over Ole Miss, that stunning victory Sunday, DBH said something I haven't heard a Razorback coach say in a long time. He said, "We're not going to practice this week.
Yeah.
It's finals.
You mean the athletes are studying?
You're kidding me.
Who knew?
I caught that.
You know what? I don't buy a Razorback shirt to watch him graduate. All right?
You want a 4-point 40 time. You don't want a 4-point grade point. Am I right?
That's a fact, Jack.
By the way, I mentioned earlier, Justin and Craig, that in the paper today, Matt Jones, who is one of the lead writers for the Democrat Gazette, you know, oftentimes, Justin, when we do our NIL calls, we'll have reporters that are listening because they don't have access to the players like they used to. And he quoted Kenvin Kojal from our interview Monday. And it happens quite a bit now because the media, they don't have access to players like they do anymore. Anyway, so that was in the paper today, just talking about how Christian Turner, how far he hit that ball. And Kenvin was talking about that. So they will play.
That's cool.
Yeah, they play Friday night. Against another ranked team, number 24, Oklahoma. A couple other things. 4 days until Mother's Day. 16 days until Memorial Day weekend. Roger, you want to hear something crazy?
I'd love to.
It was exactly 1 year ago today.
All right, sir.
It
Here
was on May 6, 2025. Mm. We woke up this morning. We woke up in the Russellville Fire Department. And,
wow,
and the gentleman who invited us was 52?
Yeah.
Passed away about 3 weeks ago, Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Less than a year. Yeah. Less than a year. You know, this guy was completely healthy, was fine, and then had that advanced form of
super
cancer.
Supporter.
Yeah, just a reminder, my gosh. It was actually a year ago on this day. We spent the night.
Guy.
Yeah, we spent the night there in the fire department. So all you guys out there.
Why?
We wanted to spend the night and do a show at a fire department and see what it's like to go on a call.
We're still just little boys.
Yeah,
we
learned that they have to cook their own meals. They have to buy their own meals. They don't. That's not part of their salary. And so that was an interesting thing.
Yeah,
and then we
went on. I don't know. But anyway, that dude, it was such
Steve
a nice
was,
guy.
Yeah.
And he was such a friend of the show and supporter. I got a message from one of the cats. After we left the funeral and all, that went to retrieve his own personal pickup truck to receive Steve. And when he turned the car on, it was our show play.
Go down the pole?
You know, we did.
Did you really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. You know what? It's a lot further from the deck to the pole than you can imagine on TV and movie.
Deck.
I said,
he said
thank
deck.
You, thank you, Justin. Because it's a long leap.
I tell you what was more scary than that is they've got one of the tallest ladders. They got a brand new truck, and like literally 10 stories tall. It's like 100 feet tall, and I was like, wow.
I didn't a picture off my phone.
Those guys are just – I'm looking, Roger. I went back and looked at the text from Steve, and on December 31st, he said, hey, man, I need your prayers. Yep. And that's when he just found out, and he was gone by.
Wow.
He was gone.
And you said he was in his early 50s?
Yeah, like 52
or something. Was that pancreatic?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Great. Man, that's sad.
Yeah, it really is. The other thing I wanted to share, too, I've heard through the grapevine.
Went toe-to-toe with LSU for a while.
I heard through the grapevine. Is that today's? And went toe-to-toe with LSU for a while. That wasn't too bad of a sniffle. Yeah, that wasn't too bad of a sniffle.
Isolate it just a little bit as much as you can.
I've heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, make it, Christian, real quick, make it the most humiliating you can.
Justin. No. You sing one song, you melt every heart. Nobody's going to remember
that. I will say this. Our owner.
You know, I don't care.
You remember Philip Johnson? You remember him, Craig?
Oh, yes.
So Philip was a wealthy guy and did his own thing.
Yes.
Didn't listen to anybody else. One of the rare locally owned stations. And one of the favorite things he used to say, he used to love it, was real radio. Mm-hmm. Anything that was real, any discussion, any anger, any emotion, anything that happened, he said, controversy, Justin. You know, when those things come up, he said it's, you know, people, you know, they when they hear it, they go, wow, that happens to other people too, not just us, and it makes it a connection. Anyway, talk about controversy. So the Tennessee, U of A, I've heard through the grapevine that between tennis players in Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas, they have raised a big chunk of money.
Huh.
A big chunk of money.
To keep the program?
Yeah, so the question is, and I think they're supposed to be having a visit with Hunter Yurchek at some point in the next few days. The question is, let's say they put down a check for $5 or $10 million that could, you know, carry the program for a while.
Please give it to football.
I know. Will Hunter say, does it matter? That's going to be the question. So,
uh-huh.
You know,
where do y'all stand on the cutting tennis?
Well,
out of curiosity,
I'd like to keep as many sports as we can. Of course, you have to for Title IX too. Where, you know, if it was based on money, we wouldn't have any sports other than football and basketball. So, you know, track and field loses $9 million. Baseball's losing $3-4 million. And so, my deal: if we can raise enough money, let's keep them. Every other SEC team, I think, except for one, has tennis.
Hmm.
And so, there's some similarities. So, if the other conferences have them. I'd like for us to keep the sport, too, if we can, and come up with ways. Let's reach out to Arkansas and say, listen, if you want to keep this thing, we got to have your support. Every other college, Justin, is dealing with football. Every other school is dealing with football. They may not have as much resources as we are. But if Georgia or Ole Miss or LSU has tennis, I'd like to have tennis, too. I'd like to compete against
them. I got you. But I was just kind of curious where y'all stood.
But Roger, how do you feel about that? You feel about the
indifferent. Do they have wrestling up there?
No, there's only one school. And that's Missouri.
In the SEC.
Very
good. Now, as far as tennis goes, listen, it's one of those things. If you folks want it and you can get them to get it, go for it.
Same thing with gymnastics. You know, you don't care much about gymnastics or volleyball or any of those sports.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for the kids that want to excel in those things.
Olympic sports.
Whatever. I'm not opposed to it.
I tell you the thing that's crazy to me is, you know, what do we have to do? I know we got to keep raising money for football and basketball. But what do we got to do to look at track and where track is not costing us $9 million a year?
And all those championships.
I wonder what those expenses are.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Are we paying the athletes?
All you need is a pair of shoes.
maybe we're paying.
It's not like, football or baseball where you got to have all this crazy equipment. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, maybe they do, but I think it may be NIL. Maybe to be the champion.
I don't know.
But Roger, you're right. They've got great facilities.
I didn't even think about that.
But they've already built them. Those have been there. So
yeah, we went in there a couple of years ago and saw every trophy.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's impressive. But that is by far most winningest program of any sport in the history of the world.
That's why we're top.
And it loses money.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're top.
That's right. Yeah, with a total championship.
Three or four or five.
National
championships total. In the country.
Back in the day, it allowed me to stand up and yell at the Alabama fans who were cheering over another victory over Arkansas and yell at them,
we're
going to kick your ass in cross country.
I will say this too. It makes sense that I don't know if any other sport community could rally in a couple weeks and raise that kind of money, because most of the people who play tennis, not everybody, but that comes from a club, so that maybe they are more affluent to be able to do that.
Right.
I don't know if volleyball community can say, hey, we're going to raise $5 million or $10 million, something like that. I don't know if they can do that.
Well, most of you are, but we also know somebody in the unwashed masses of Chris Kane and R.J. Hall.
Yeah, sure.
They didn't play tennis in college or anything like that. So what I'm saying is that if they like it and they can do it, whatever that certain group is, because it is the most affluent.
It's like golf. Golf could be the same thing. Wow. You could get about if they said, hey, 100%. We're going to be cutting golf.
We didn't have tennis courts in the housing project, so if you did those.
And you couldn't probably go play golf.
You went to the boys club.
Yeah. You got them over here at All-Star.
Well, we didn't go. We had, we had Magic Hills and things like that. So things were out there. And I'm not saying that. But that's where Title IX comes in. But I'm not saying that every kid has the right to. It's a privilege. You have the right to go out and try to do everything you can. But I shouldn't have to pay for it.
I don't want it to be based, Justin, solely on money. Because if you did, you'd only have two sports.
Well, sure.
Because for example, Ella,
football and basketball.
I want Ella to be able to go play for the Razorbacks, and right now they're losing $3.5 million a year. So
which is crazy.
I know.
You would think that. Success on the field or on the court or whatever would mean at least somewhat of a surplus.
Yeah.
it's not, man. The sad thing about the tennis deal, look, I hate tennis personally.
But your dad does it, does he?
No, my dad loves it. He would be so disappointed by hearing this. I think soccer, I think hockey, this is just my personal, are absolutely the most boring things I've ever seen in my life. Don't like any of it.
Right.
But I'm with you. I mean, I hate it for the kids that do like it, I mean, it's just, but you give me truth serum.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
Well, I know. And,
I hate to say that.
You're not the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of people.
I feel bad for even saying that, because I know there's kids and coaches and everybody who's has a passion for it, and so I'm with you, Baz. Like, if we can have it, let's have it.
Yep.
But it, I mean, it's a, if it is in fact a negative for the school because of money or whatever, then sorry, but it's got to go.
I mean, part of the budget, Title IX. I mean, we
have
people.
You know what I'm. That might have been cold.
No.
You're not the only one that believes that.
There could have been other words to use. Somebody might say, but and I'm not that guy. But I understand what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the Title IX and all that that's happening, Tom Mars wrote about that when they got rid of that. Did they get rid of the ladies? In layman terms, the way I look at it, did they get rid of the ladies and the men's so that they could qualify and not be.
Title IX issue.
Not have a Title IX issue on that. Maybe that's what. But there's a little loop or a technicality or something that may have caused that. Mm. I'm with you, Justin. I don't hate it. It's indifferent. It's not something that I go to see. But I don't want to take it away just because I don't like it. Doesn't mean somebody else shouldn't be
well,
able
that,
to
that's
enjoy
what I'm
it.
Saying. Yeah,
it's
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
No, it's not something that we'll,
I might not have articulated as well as Raj just did.
No. Listen,
that was kind of what I meant.
We went out to the club, wherever it is, off of Rodney Perriman, wherever it is. Where did we go do the show there that time? Where is it?
The Athletic Club?
Was it the
Little Rock Athletic Club?
Yeah, down. Is
the
that
really
where
nice
that
one with the pickleball?
No. The one down, we went to a tennis matches that were here a few years back. We did.
That was over in Resman.
Was it Resman?
Yeah, Resman Tennis Center. Yeah, right off of a university.
Bingo. And so And watching it and seeing it live it was fun. Thing. It's great if you go experience. You go. I didn't know that.
Hey,
if you watch it, you might have a different opinion on it.
They're hitting serves 110 miles an hour.
Might not make you want to do anything about it.
How are you going to return that?
You're not.
That takes an athlete.
It is. Yeah. They are especially.
But
at that
it's
level,
cool to, if that's what somebody wants. What if we can help a kid who might excel in that? I think Serena Williams and them, they weren't part of that affluent.
That's right.
You know
they were
somebody got them.
Yeah.
Somebody got them in. You know, got them involved. All of that just to say, a 100-year check cut the budget. That's his house. So he had to get rid of something, and that's what he did. But you've got more stories.
So someone says, ain't no way Hunter Yearchuk cuts a sport, and then people raise money, and he brings it back. The problem there, he's sort of stuck. He's going to stick with his guns, but then people will say, how come we didn't? Maybe should have went after these people in the first place. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting point
for
discussion. Yeah. We missed John Daly yesterday. Even though we got Craig, we'll be able to keep Craig until the next half hour. We think John Daly hadn't missed many of his calls. He missed one yesterday.
No.
Always makes up.
Yeah, because it's his birthday this past week. He turned 60. Welcome to 60, JD.
He does great social media.
We'll visit with him when we come back. All right, don't go away. It's nasty outside, folks.
It is. A little Cool Change was a song I was
like
thinking.
Oh, I like that.
Because
it's cool outside.
Little River. No. No, it was a cool song from Little River Band.
That's not the song I was talking about.
All right, well, there's some other ones.
Yeah, there's one really, I think. Yeah,
I'm going to keep playing Little River Band songs.
Bring it back. Open up and bring it back.
Don't go away. 7:33.
Swollen River Band.
Staring at the full moon like a lover.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Yankees won their 25th game of the season by beating the Rangers 7-4 last night. It's also their 15th win in 17 games. Elsewhere, the Cubs won their 7th straight game by beating the Reds 3-2 in 10 innings. Michael Busch hit a game-tying home run in the 8th before hitting the game-winning single in the 10th. The Braves won their 26th game of the year by beating the Mariners 3-2. Matt Olson hit the go-ahead home run in the 9th inning. On Monday, he hit his 300th career home run, a feat only 166 players have accomplished in MLB history. He leads the National League in home home runs with 13 and RBIs with 33. And Arkansas softball will take on Mississippi State in the SEC tournament today. First pitch is set for 1. Coverage can be seen on SEC Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We still will have rain showers through the day. A 60% chance of light to moderate rainfall. Cool, a touch breezy with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight, down to 50 for the overnight low, and a 40% chance of rain. Stays cloudy, but tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 7. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
Floyd Seafood on Keele Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Hey.
Being in it near, near. Mona, Mona, Mona. Mona, Mona, Mona.
Big John is the winner of 2 major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
Golf clap.
Listen,
golf clap.
We don't. That's you got Craig O'Neill with us. Justin Moore with us.
I'm doing my golf clap.
Yes, for JD. So JD last week turned 60. We welcomed you to the 60 club.
Oh, he's just a punk kid.
And the first week, your first week past 60, you oversleep yesterday. You hardly ever do that with us, JD. It's a rare miss yesterday, but that's why we have you on today. Where are you? What's up this week for John Daly?
I'm in Houston right now for the disparity. I did the Tracy Lawrence's thing Monday, and we decided to drive pretty much through the night to get to Houston on Monday night. We pulled over at 4:30, and I just forgot to set my alarm.
That's all right. Listen,
I forgot what day it was. I completely forgot.
That's okay.
What freaking day it
that's
was.
Okay. Listen, Justin, and that's why John,
when Justin asks him every time before he goes on stage, his handler, JR, tells him what city he's in because he's been going so much he doesn't know what city he's in. So
just making sure.
Yeah, just it happens.
Just double checking.
And JD is living the life, you know, Roger, of a musician. He's on his RV. He's going from town to town, city to city, doing his thing.
Yeah.
So hey, we got to ask you. So I think we were talking about kids and school a minute ago. You had something very special happen. You had little John graduate and walk, and you were there for that. So kudos for you for making the time to be there to watch him walk.
Oh, that was awesome. You know, I'm trying to look up my family tree in Cork, Ireland, to see which last day they graduated from anything.
Wow.
So what happened with you? John, what did your academic – did you quit your junior year to go to start golfing, or what was the scoop on you?
I just couldn't afford it. I only got a half ride, and we just didn't have the money for me to finish. I didn't have the money.
How about that?
And I was hoping I might have got a full. I was playing one for the Hogs for the, you know, my sophomore and junior year. And, you know, I was hoping, and Coach had already given them out. And Coach Woody was great. He goes, man, go turn pro. You're ready anyway. So I wasn't too far from graduating, but I was still a long way. You know what I mean?
Have you ever thought about going back? One of these days, or no?
No.
I didn't think you would. Yeah.
No.
You went back. But it was for your son. That's right.
How cool. What was his degree in, John? Yeah. Was it marketing? What was his degree in?
Sports management and a little bit of business, I think.
Wow.
He did great. His grade point average was 3-point-something.
Wow.
He did really good, and just proud of him. It was great to be there. It was cool how they did it. They did it on the north end zone. Up top, outside. It was a little windy, but it's a beautiful day, and I'm glad he did the athlete graduation. Otherwise, if he does the one,
yes, 500.
I think that's the main graduation's this week, and that's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. There's about 50 kids there of the athletes that graduated, and it was cool to see the girls' golf team and a bunch of the football guys and supporting their guys from. Graduate, and a lot of families were there, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's very cool. I still regret, John, I've mentioned on the show quite a bit, that I regret not walking. You know, I should have done that. I didn't at the time, didn't understand probably the significance of it, and
Your name in cement?
My name is in cement.
Okay.
Right there. That's right, and so does Little John. His name gets to be out there on the sidewalk somewhere. There's hundreds of thousands of names.
Is he going to be Little John in the cement, or is he just going to be John
Jr.?
Yeah.
John Daly Jr.?
Well,
Probably John Daly the second.
There you go. Well, we were having the discussion, John. Fitting that you're on with us now. The we'd heard the rumor that some folks in the tennis community here in Arkansas have helped raise, you know, between $5 and $10 million or something to possibly go to Hunter and go, hey, we've got the money to sustain the program for the next 3 years. Would you reconsider? And we were just talking about, you know, there are not many other sports that could probably do that. Where if that were to happen, and if he said, hey, we're going to cut golf. Probably the golfing community with John Tyson and others, even besides him, would probably rally together.
Stevens would
probably raise some money, but probably not the same for track and field and gymnastics and volleyball, but certainly would for golf if that were to happen. It's not going to happen, but if it were, that would probably be the case.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, John Tyson, you know, the blessings, I mean, with the golf, I think we're pretty secure, but it was so weird. I was there, and then the tennis team made it to the NCAAs. And it was just like, you know, I got a feel for Hunter a little bit on this one because everything he's doing right now, he feels like, how you doing? How you doing, Hunter? He goes, well, how do you think I'm doing? I mean, like, you know, I feel for him. I feel bad for him. But, you know, hopefully we'll keep the tennis program. I mean, hopefully they do well in NCAAs. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since our tennis team's been pretty good. And so hopefully we can keep it. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
They lost to Cornell, I think, last Saturday. But they at least got there. You're right. It was not the greatest optics there when he just cut the program and they were going to be playing the NCAA tournament. You know, here's a great point from one of our listeners. And, Roger, we've had the honor to be involved with this on two occasions to help get two of our friends the push to do honorary degrees. One was Randy Rainwater, got an honorary degree from the Trojans, the Little Rock Trojans, and our man Justin Moore, who started school at Arkansas State Three Rivers, is what it is now, got an honorary degree. Has anybody talked to you, John, about getting an honorary degree? Surely somebody's had that discussion if they haven't already given that to you at U of A?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Wow.
Neither have I, John, but they gave one to Bobby Bones.
That's what I was going to say, Justin.
Explain that one to me.
No, you're right. How do you not give one to John Daly? How does John Daly not have an honorary degree? I don't get that. That's something that needs to be rectified. But hey, listen, they don't care for me up there anyway. I'll stay out of the way. But that needs to happen because you've already said you're not going to go back up there.
100%.
Yeah.
Man, think of the graduation game.
Well,
the thing is, I think in order for Jim McMahon, don't hold me to this, but they gave him an honorary degree so he can be in the Hall of Fame at Brigham Young.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you had to get a degree to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think I was talking to Jimmy McAbee. It's been three or four or five, 6 years ago, but they had to give me a degree for me to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, that's in the Book of Mormon, okay?
I don't think, and Justin,
is that what that is?
Justin, we were talking about the other day, Roger. I don't know if there's any other graduate from the U of A that's well-known. Now, Clinton was a teacher there, didn't attend school there, right? He was a law school teacher. A guy that's more well-known nationally and internationally. Nationally and internationally than John Daly, as far as...
And not only known, but beloved.
But yeah, that people love you and... Yeah, Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, Bill went to school there.
He did?
Yeah. In fact, he sat in a tree watching the 69 football game.
I was thinking he did not.
He don't count. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. So within, you'd have two. You've had Clinton and JD. But yeah, I think JD should be in there. I think if you're doing these, Raj, if you're doing these kind of honorary degrees, you have a guy in John who's out there every day representing. His son's playing golf. You know, he's a representative of the University of Arkansas.
He's on the sideline every ball.
He knows everybody on the planet. So anyway, I may make a phone call on that and see what.
Well,
the
you know,
is
and
there.
There's some things that these folks just don't. I mean, you don't see it, and you're not paying. They got so many other things going on. You've got to pay attention to not making excuses, but you've got to pay attention to all the other things, and you got to watch right. Nobody's going to go to Hunter and ask him to do some things or whatever, unless there's somebody that will do it. But there's, you know, if they've got a guy that counts daps, then somebody needs to go, you know what, something else we need to do. We need to do program. We've got to have...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got to have... John Daly should get one of those. It's a no-brainer.
We need a pickleball.
No-brainer. It's just been overlooked.
What was the sport that they did
football.
That?
It was football.
It was football.
Offensive lineman.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We were counting daps. I think that, you know, nothing personal here, but I think that's been one of the blind spots, I think, for Hunter.
Sure.
You know, hanging the jerseys.
He's not that guy.
The McFadden thing.
Yeah.
That they, you know, I don't think, for whatever reason, that connects. I know he's focused on money. I get that, and that's his primary care deal.
He didn't go far back. He doesn't go
He doesn't. Back. He doesn't. And it just hit me looking down and thinking, wait a minute. The heck? Because you're right, Justin. I thought about Bobby Bones. They got to honor. And you know, and listen, you've given money just like Bobby has.
It's not nothing against Bobby.
Bobby, that's right. But if they give it to Bobby, they should give it to John Daly. That's right.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah. But. Anyway, this is an interesting thought.
And I don't know if Bobby has given money because I've given him tickets.
He says he has. I've seen on social media. You have too. Both of you have.
I'm saying like the last time he went to a game, as far as I know, he used my 50-yard line.
I know. He said on his social media that he's given. I know. He said he has.
I don't know, but maybe he has. I don't know. I hope he has.
Well, JD.
And it's nothing personal towards him. It's just, I just use that as one example. I'm sure there are plenty of them.
Well, just know this, JD. You know, there's something else I'm working on for John Daly. I'm not going to say what it is, but... here in a few weeks and months, we might be announcing something else. So, yeah, and Justin knows, Roger. You know, too. Once I get my mindset on something, we're going to do it. We're going to find that boy.
And
we're going to bring him back.
Bring him right
bring
over.
Bring him back.
Absolutely.
All right,
Absolutely.
JD. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, JD, before you go, real quick, whoever's doing your social media and everything,
you're everywhere.
We're doing a great job, dude, watching all of your stuff for your beverage and all of that. Your spots are fun to watch and enjoyable, dude. So whoever that is, if I may, a bar from Randy Rainwater, cut us.
That's Anna. She's doing a great job. Whoever's doing it.
Hey, good boys. We're having a blast. Company's doing good. The drink's doing good.
Good dude.
I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, awesome, man. Well, listen, right. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll talk soon. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs, man.
Woohoo!
All right, go Hawks. Love y'all.
All right, see you, buddy. The one and only John Daly, one of a kind. All right, don't go away. It's 7:50 here, Morning Mayhem.
All my exes wear Rolexes, and I've got a Timex on. I've took a licking and several kickings.
Hey folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis Cash Lumber in Clinton. Or Haynes Home Center in Morrilton.
Spring is here. Summer's right around the corner. It's get right time, y'all. You want to make the best of your summer and feel great doing it? Get them energy levels up right now. Get your mood in check and ramp up your sex drive. Do it now at Low T Center. Low T Center is the OG, y'all, the pioneer of the TRT game. And they've helped countless of men across the United States get their lives back. As I said, Low T Center is the OG of the TRT game. Part of that is the fact that they have the highest quality testosterone on the market. Pharmaceutical grade, never compounded. It's what we're talking about with Low T Center. Center, you know exactly what's going in your body. All providers are board certified and experts in their field. They know the right questions to ask, the right things to look for in your charts, and the right test to run to keep your TRT smooth and manage the side effects. Thinking of starting some Orlin, PT-141, NAD+, GLP-1s, or other peptide therapies? Low T Center has a variety to offer you to help with healing, muscle tone, recovery, sleep, weight loss, and even hair and skin quality. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
The 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas, competing for the coveted Buzzbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces?
No.
It's Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Have you heard?
Oh, there it is.
The Lonesome Loser.
Little River Band.
Beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time. Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Crank it up, crank it up.
That's it.
Here we go, here we go.
Come on.
L-R-B on 103.7 The Buzz. It's a Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Buzz, where the hits are nonstop every morning. Don't miss it.
Sit down.
Oh, I didn't quite hit it.
Take a look at yourself.
We could work on it.
I didn't quite hit it.
To be somebody. Someday somebody's gonna see inside.
Come on.
You have to face up.
Come out!
You can't run and hide.
Sing it, Christian.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, what's crazy is if we were all in a vehicle and this came on, we'd all be banging our heads.
I just realized that's a casino song.
It is.
It's beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time.
Jessica had never heard that. She had never heard a Little River Band or any of the songs.
It's the new theme song of the U of A tennis team.
It sounds like they sound like Styx, Journey. They got Boston. They've got that kind of feel, kind of sound. LRB, that's a great song.
LRB, yo.
You want to hit Craig's song? We got to hold over Craig until it says JD.
Oh, yeah.
Some
you got
time.
He's a legend
in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Tex ass.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
Yeah. This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
And they put on a fabulous party for Haven House up in Conway the dealership.
Very nice.
In that showroom, they put a tables. It was a
Haven House, for those that don't know.
Right, is for young girls who are in foster care, who don't have a home to turn to. They have Haven House, and it's remarkable. And they had a beautiful gala. The auction was brisk.
Right, Genesis
and
in Conway,
people, this is in Conway, and they raised good money. Tomorrow, it's the Citizen of the Year, you all, with Ryan Silverfield.
Yes.
I still got to get used
to
it.
Silverfield.
I know. And Darren McFadden, who will be honored.
Wow.
And it's at the Pleasant Valley Country Club, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arkansas. And listening to John Daly, we need to hit him up, come down for Citizen of the Year. He's raising money for the Russellville.
Oh, yeah. He's done that for, I think he's 35 years, right?
Yeah.
35 years. I'm telling how much money he's raised.
We'd love to have him in Central Arkansas.
Yeah. I can't be at that tomorrow. That's going to be a great event. Wait till you hear what I'm doing tomorrow instead. Roger, you're going to go, like, what doesn't fit here? Basil being at this event that I have to go to tomorrow.
Well, you won't be there, and I won't be there, but you and I will both be at Ava Bella tomorrow morning. That's where we'll be doing the show.
Mother's Day show.
We're doing it, and our face-off is happening again.
Yeah, we're cleaning our face to see who's got the cleanest face. I edged Roger the last time. My face wasn't quite as dirty as his.
Destroyed me.
Don't go away. 8 o'clock.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants